Hello. Morning. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 33. We're rounding third base into home soon. Tomorrow we'll finish the book of Deuteronomy. Okay, Deuteronomy 33 is a really good passage. Now, this is a blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the sons of Israel before his death. And he said, "The Lord came from Sinai and dawned on them from Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came from the midst of 10,000 holy ones. At his right hand there was flashing lightning for them. Indeed, he loves the people. All thy holy ones are in thy hand, and they followed in thy steps. Everyone receives of thy words. Moses charged us with a law, a possession for the assembly of Jacob, and he was king in Jeshurun. When the heads of the people were gathered, the tribes of Israel together, may Reuben live and not die, nor his men be few. And this regarding Judah, so he said, 'Hear, O Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. With his hands he contended for them, and mayest thou be a help against his adversaries.' And of Levi he said, 'Let thy Thummim and thy Urim belong to thy godly man, whom thou didst prove at Massa, with whom thou didst contend at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and his mother, I did not consider them, and he did not acknowledge his brothers, nor did he regard his own sons, for they observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach thine ordinances to Jacob and thy law to Israel. They shall put incense before thee and whole burnt offerings on thine altar. O Lord, bless his substance and accept the work of his hands. Shatter the loins of those who rise up against him and those who hate him so that they may not rise again. Of Benjamin, he said, may the beloved of the Lord dwell in security by him, who shields him all the day and he dwells between his shoulders. And of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, with the choice things of heaven, with the dew, and from the deep lying beneath, and with the choice yield of the sun, the choice produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, and with the choice things of the everlasting hills, and with the choice things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let it come to the head of Joseph, and to the crown of the head of one distinguished among his brothers. As the firstborn of his ox, majesty is his, and his horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them he shall push the peoples all at once to the ends of the earth, and those are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and those are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going forth, and Issachar in your tents. They shall call peoples to the mountain, and they shall offer righteous sacrifices, for they shall draw out the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. And of Gad, he said, blessed is the one who enlarges Gad. He lies down as a lion and tears the arm, also the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, and there the ruler's portion was reserved. And he came with the leaders of the people, and he executed the justice of the Lord and his ordinances with Israel. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leaps forth from Bashan. And of Naphtali, he said, Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, take possession of the sea in the south. And of Asher, he said, more blessed than sons is Asher. May he be favored by his brothers, and may he dip his foot in oil. Your locks shall be iron and bronze, and according to your days, so shall your leisurely walk be. There is none like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to your help. And through the skies in his majesty, the eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he drove out the enemy from before you and said, destroy. So Israel dwells in security, the fountain of Jacob secluded, in a land of grain and new wine. His heavens also drop down dew. Blessed are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, who is a shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. So your enemies shall cringe before you, and you shall tread upon their high places." Amen. Okay, let's go from the top. So this is Moses' blessing, but actually it's a little more than Moses' blessing. He says, now is the blessing which Moses, the man of God, blessed the sons of Israel before his death. That phrase, man of God, in the Old Testament meant prophet. And so he's not just blessing, he's going to prophesy over all the 12 tribes. And it's amazing how accurate his prophecies are. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. And so the first part, he says that now the Lord came from Sinai. So that was the beginning. Remember, Moses was up at Mount Sinai and he saw the burning bush. And then, so he's relaying all the way from the beginning. So Moses, that first encounter in Sinai, he comes down, dawn from the Seir, and he goes through all these things. And at the end of two, and at his right hand was a flashing lightning for them. This is the law. Do you remember when he brought down the law and thunder and lightning and peals of thunder and all these things were happening? And so he's relaying that when God came down from the mountain, so the first part is the mountain of Sinai where they met, and then he comes down and he brings the fiery law with them to the people. Remember, the people were like, oh, we're too afraid. And so they said, Moses, you just take care of this thing, which was a huge mistake. And so, but he comes and he says, he comes with a fiery law, the flashing lightning. It was in his right hand. He comes down to them and he says, indeed, he loves the people and all thy holy ones are in thy hand and they followed in thy steps and everyone receives of thy words. And so the steps are leading towards the exodus, the leaving of Egypt. They followed in every step, even the steps where he parted the seas. And Moses charges with the law, and then he continues on. So now we get to the people. So he first starts off with Reuben, okay? And so in verse 6, may Reuben live and not die, nor his men be few. Now, interesting enough, Reuben was one of the largest tribes that was there. I mean, they were humongous, but do you remember what Reuben did way back then? And he committed a really grievous sin, I mean, like really amongst his brothers. And so what ended up happening to Reuben was that they became a nomadic tribe. And so they were given land, but they squandered it in some way. And so in their history, they became nomadic, and their numbers just began to decrease and decrease and decrease, as quite common with nomadic peoples. And as a result, this is really God's mercy on Reuben, even though, you know, this is the eldest son, but not a wise eldest son. And even though they were very large in number, actually towards the end, they actually become very, very small as a result. And so he says, let him live and not die. In other words, let the seed carry on, nor his men be few. Then he turns to Judah and says, regarding Judah, he said, hear, O Lord, the voice of Judah. Bring him to his people. With his hands he contended for them, and mayest thou be a help against his adversaries. And this is in relation to Judah really being amongst the people the military power of the Israelites. And you'll find a lot of times Judah is the one that really goes out first in battle. And these are the warriors, really, of these people. And so he's making a nod to their military prowess. Thus, you know, we get the term the lion from Judah. Notice it's not the lion from Reuben or the lion from Gad, but it's the warriors, it's the lion from Judah. And, you know, that's actually one of the names of the Lord as well. And so we see the prophecies prophesying over them. You're gonna have military prowess, and you're gonna, not just for yourself, but you're gonna help your brothers against these adversaries. And then Levi. So Levi gets a really long prophecy, because Levi is favored of the Lord. And the reason why Levi is favored, and you can read it when you go through. Do you remember when Moses came down from the mountain and they constructed the golden calf? And the anger of the Lord burned, and Moses was angry, and he said, who will stand with me? Do you remember that passage? Who will come up and stand with me? And all the Levites joined. Not the other tribes, the Levites came up, and the Levites, it said of them, they did not even care if this was their brother or their father or their mother, and they slayed them. And, I mean, right there on the spot. Now, this is a nod into New Testament. Remember when Jesus says, if you love mother, brother, sister more than me, right, that you're not fit for the kingdom of God? And we always think, oh, Jesus, you're joking. Hey, he's not joking. Right? And I know, I mean, I know that in context, it's really talking about in comparison, but this really happened. The Levites stood up and they did not regard their own brothers and their own sisters. All they saw was the law of God, the fiery law of God, and they saw this corruptible sin. And because they stood in that place, you can read it here. Verse 9, who said of his father and his mother, I did not consider them. He did not acknowledge his brothers, nor did he regard his own sons, for they observed thy word and kept thy covenant. And so because they did that, now they were entrusted. So they will go and they will teach the covenant to the peoples. And this is a really key sign. He says, the Lord, verse 11, O Lord, bless his substance and accept the work of his hands. Shatter the loins of those who rise up against him and those who hate him so they may not rise again. So this was the priests. You mess with priests, God says, you're on my hit list, man. I mean, this is quite a warning, isn't it? Right? I mean, you know, David will also understand very well this idea. You mess with God's anointed, God messes with you. And so we have to be very, very careful of how we deal with clergy in that regard. And then he goes on, of Benjamin. He says, may the beloved of the Lord dwell in security by him who shields him all the day, and he dwells between his shoulders. So Benjamin received the really great honor of actually being a part of the land that's actually next to the temple. And so Benjamin's tribes gets to be surrounded by the dwelling of the Lord. There's security there, and he shields him all the day. Now, here's an interesting phrase, and he dwells between his shoulders. And so you have on one, just think, right, shoulders, the head, the temple, one shoulder is Zion, which belongs to Judah. Let's see how prophetic this is. The other shoulder is Mount Moriah, which, if you know the history, is what we consider Calvary. And this is where Jesus will give his life to for all mankind. And what tribe did Jesus come from? Benjamin. And so, Moses, crazy prophetic, man. And so he goes off and he says, and he dwells between his shoulders. And then in Joseph, blessed is the Lord be his land, with the choice things of heaven, with the dew, the deep lying beneath, with the choice yield of the sun, the choice produce of the months. And so Joseph will become very, very prosperous in terms of their possessions. They'll grow olives, figs, grapes. They'll have all kinds of grains and herbs. And Joseph will be rich in these things. And he'll share these with his brothers. Sounds like Joseph, way back before, right? He took the grains and he shared them with Israel, and so they survived during that time. And so these incredible things are going to flow from Joseph, and he's going to have a tremendous amount of majesty. It says in verse 17, it says, as the firstborn of his ox, majesty is his, and his horns are the horns of the wild ox. He's talking about a rhinoceros. And a rhinoceros is in this time, in our time too, considered to be the glory and the stability and the strength. I don't know if you've ever seen a rhino up close. And man, I tell you, yeah, you know, I took Lisa, we went on safari many years ago for our anniversary. And some people gifted us this trip. And so we went, and man, it was amazing. I saw elephants, I saw lions, I saw all kinds of animals. But by far, personally for me, the most majestic animal was the rhino. I don't know what it was, but when you see that thing, it's just like, whoa. It's just big, you know, and it's like pure muscle, this thing. And they're scary, man, you know, with their horns. And it's just quite amazing. And it's represented that Joseph would just really have a lot of glory. and be a tribe of incredible amount of strength. And then Zebulun says, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going forth, and Issachar in your tents. They shall call peoples to the mountain. There they shall offer righteous sacrifices. They shall draw out of the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. And Zebulun would be master traders. They will trade gold and silver with the Phoenicians. They're also find a dye in this thing called the murex, and a very, very, very important dye that they would use all through the ancient lands. They will find glass in the sands, and so they'll be like master glassmakers as well. And so all these things, they'll draw out the abundance of the seas, the hidden treasure of the sand, and that's exactly what happened. Right, they craft this glass from the sand. They find this murex, this incredible dye from the sea, and they become incredible traders and really supply a lot of the raw ingredients in the ancient lands. And then of Gad, he said, "Blessed is the one who enlarges Gad. He lies down as a lion, tears the arm, also the crown of the head." Then he provided the first part for himself, and then the ruler's portion was reserved. He came up with the leaders of the people. He executed justice of the Lord and his ordinance with Israel. If you remember Gad, when they first came, they took the first portion. It was actually a little bit outside of Canaan, if you remember. And this settlement, this is where Moses actually settled the people here. And then before they went into this place, and they fought graciously and all these things, so it's a nod to them. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leaps forth from Bashan. And Dan, even though they got kind of a small land, fairly insignificant land, because of their prowess, they were able to take up more land. And the whole idea of he leaps forth from Bashan, the hills. Of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, the full of the blessing of the Lord, take possession of the sea and the south. And not much prophetically in Israel, it's just kind of Naphtali, you're going to be there in this area. And Asher, he said, more blessed are the sons is Asher. He may be favored by his brothers. He may dip his foot in oil, your locks in iron. And so Asher, actually, his land was in possession of the finest of the olive trees. And this would be a nod to them crushing the olives with their feet. And they will be a huge source of the olive industry there. The olive oil industry there. And it says, your locks should be iron and bronze, and according to your days, so shall your leisurely walk be. And their land was on very rocky terrain. And so he's saying that that your feet are going to be strong. So you can basically maneuver through this very difficult terrain that they've been given. And then the rest of it is, there is none like God, Jeshurun, who rises the heavens to your help, and you know, so on and so forth. And thus concludes his time with a blessing over Israel. Pretty amazing. So let's close our eyes. It's like Moses, it's like a father that sits down with each of his 12 kids. And this was a very common act amongst the patriarchs when they died. They would bring the sons in and they would lay hands and bless them and prophesy over them. And this is precisely what's happening to these sons. Their destiny becomes unfolded. In that regard, I ask you, what is God saying about your life? What is God saying about your purposes in Him? Do you have an intimate relationship with the Lord that you can come and sit at His feet and He just prophesies over you? You get a sense of your purpose. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. If you haven't had that time, just be still and let Him speak into your life. Let's seek Him in that regard.
draws near and my time has come. And still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and
Let's pray, huh? Let's ask God to speak to us, even about our own lives. As Moses so graciously just blesses the sons of Israel, well, let's ask God for that blessing over our own lives. Let's pray. Let's pray for our community. Let's ask God for His healing and His touch, especially amongst those that are going through their therapies and recovering. Let's pray for the Lord to really move. Let's pray for our community that's battling illness but also has not yet had an encounter with Christ. Let's pray that Jesus would make Himself known to them. Let's also pray for physical healing. Community that's battling non-cancer related illnesses. So let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters looking for work. And let's pray for a real breakthrough, that God would really provide and open doors. Let's pray over our mission focus, and let's pray for China. Let's continue to pray for our SP Beijing family. Pray for Pastor Hyunsu. Pray that he would get his visa soon. He's still having to make trips out all the time to renew his visa. He'll be in Hong Kong this week. Let's just continue to pray for their ministry, that God would just continue to protect them and bless them. Let's pray for Jesse. Pray for the Chung family. Pray for Matt and Nate's parents and Edie Clark and the churches, and just really ask the Holy Spirit to just guide and lead all that they do. Let's just lift up. Let's lift up the board. Let's ask God's hand to be upon the members. Let's pray for their families and just real protection against the attacks of the enemy. Let's pray for wisdom as a lead and guide, that we would really follow God's heart and His leading in all the decisions that are made. And let's just lift up. Let's lift up our hospitality ministries, our welcoming and barista. Let's ask for God's favor and His blessing, and the Lord would just really continue to create an atmosphere at our church that's loving and welcoming. Let's pray for the men's and women's ministries. Let's pray for the men. Let's pray for the Monday morning prayer meeting, the Pure Desire group, and especially the retreat that's coming up. Let's pray that every man that needs to be there will be there, that they would sign up. Let's pray for the women's ministry. There's some good things on the works, and God's really speaking to some women to really rise up. And so let's just continue to pray for the vision to be unleashed in them. Let's also pray for the young adult men and women as well. Let's pray for house church meeting tonight. Causeway Bay, Elements, Happy Valley, Island, New Conduit Road, Cimbria, Lion Rock, and Taihang. Let's ask for God's blessing as we just really search our hearts as sons. Let's pray for the leaders and the hosts that they would just really lead and with love, the love of the Father over them. Let's just pray for just an incredible time of ministry tonight. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, God. We love you. And God, you so desire to speak, Lord, your words and your truth into our lives, God, to unleash, God, the destiny, Lord, that you have for us. And God, our ears are open to your voice, God. Our hearts are yielded, Lord, to whatever you ask. So speak, my Lord. Your servants are listening. And help us to really cultivate hearing you all throughout our day today. We love you, Lord. Thank you so much, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time. We finish Deuteronomy tomorrow, and so hope you can come and be really excited for that.